More badass liberal talk. Bart Cobb Radio.
Well, there was kind of an embarrassing moment at the White House earlier today. They were looking around while searching for George Bush's military records. They actually found some old Al Gore ballots. Oh, man. Boy. That's what that is. President Bush, now, if you've been following this, says that he can't find any of his National Guard records from the 70s. They're questioning him about it. So you were in the National Guard, but did you actually show up? And he said, well, I'll get you the records. Well, he's having trouble finding those National Guard records from the 70s. Oh, sure, but he's got no problem finding photos of John Kerry with Jane Fonda from the 70s. That's easy. He's got those in his wallet.
I don't care about the AWOL stuff. I care about the fact of just saying if Bill Clinton was a draft dodger, he's a draft dodger too. You either go to where the bullets are flying or you find a way to get away from where the bullets are flying. Okay. Anyway, I've been trying to read the paper every week to the president because he famously said in two interviews he doesn't read the paper. So I pick up the paper on Saturday. There's an interview with the first lady who says, it says, Mrs. Bush contradicted her husband on a statement that he doesn't read the paper. He does read the papers, of course, adding that she and her husband make their way through five papers over coffee in bed. It's our morning ritual since the day we were married. So you see, Mr. President, if you read the paper, you'd know you read the paper. Okay. So,
you know, now there's a big scandal brewing, and everybody now is picking on George Bush because they said, during Vietnam, you were in the National Guard, you were supposed to be in Alabama, but were you really in Alabama? People saying that he was AWOL. Yes, he was in the National Guard, but no, he didn't show up because he was a rich guy, didn't have to show up. And so now they're really, really after him, and he's getting a little testy and a little defensive. Here now is the official White House presidential George Bush explanation of what happened in the National Guard.
There are a lot of questions surrounding George W. Bush's absence from National Guard duty. Well, President Bush would like to issue this explanation as to why he often didn't show up.
I know I've told this story before. I was a drinker.
George W. Bush, compassionate conservative.
Lethal Weapon 6, otherwise known as The Passion of the Christ. I've seen it. Danny Glover plays an apostle who is 2 days from retirement, and then the shit hits the fan. It's funny you mention Adam Sandler because his movie is opening against this movie, and the marketing has already begun for this Passion of the Christ, and I think it's because they do not want to lose to Adam Sandler. I think it looks very bad at the Vatican, and somebody with a red hat is going to lose
and
his
another
job.
Jew killed the Messiah.
That's
and
what you'll hear. An opening week.
But you guys have both done a lot of movies. You know what product placement is. You probably do, too. That's where they put products in the movie. They pay a lot of money so that when James Bond lifts up a soda, it's a Coke can, so that we see that. Also, I find out in this Passion of the Christ, listen to this. It's no different. When Judas betrays Jesus now, he does it for 30 pieces of tender, boneless, all-white meat chicken. Some of this stuff. Mary is about to give birth in the manger, and Joseph finds a great hotel through Priceline. That is... And the product tie-in, Sermon on the Mounds? The Pontius Palm pilot? Dr. Scholl's odor-eating passion foot powder. Your feet will smell fresher than if some whore washed them with her hair. I just think that goes to...
For the proliferation of nuclear technology, Pakistan's nuclear weapons program, nuclear bombs, nuclear design, nuclear technologies, nuclear civilian nuclear programs.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Today was the first press conference relevant since they released the president's Vietnam service records, and suddenly it's like there's a whole new attitude.
It might strike some as odd that there isn't anyone who can stand up and say, I served with George W. Bush, these records ought to have been noted by his commanding officers.
Some of his officers don't recall ever seeing him.
That's a simple question. How about a simple answer?
I have just one question for the press corps. Where the f*** have you been? They got questions that, and it's about his Vietnam service. Guys, you're like 8 wars behind. Hey, I heard there was a break-in at the Watergate. Maybe you want to check in on that.
New rule, keep the Statue of Liberty closed. Since 9/11, the statue has been off limits for security reasons, and some people are outraged. Why? It's a sacred symbol of our principles, not a stairmaster. Everything doesn't have to be interactive. People go to church. They don't take turns up on the cross. You're not allowed to fill the Liberty Bell with nachos or wear it as a hat. New rule. Keep Dick Cheney in seclusion. With the election nearing, the White House has decided to bring the Veep out of seclusion and soften his image. Please, we like Dick Cheney in seclusion. He's like the creature in the cradle at the end of Rosemary's Baby. It's more frightening when all we see is the rattle in its horrible little hand. Stick to your original strategy. Only bring Cheney out when you're trying to make Ashcroft seem human. New rule, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition is whacking material for guys too chicken to buy real porn. Apparently, between the end of the football season and the beginning of the baseball season is the masturbating season. Which is fine, but to put on a national display of mourning and outrage over one exposed nipple at a sporting event, and the next week to show nothing but tits and ass in our premier sports magazine, seems a tad hypocritical. Let's decide once and for all whether breasts are good or evil, because... After all, a nipple is nothing more than a bundle of nerves surrounded by skin, much like Howard Dean. New rule, special Valentine's Day edition. You can't claim you're the party of smaller government and then make laws about love. Republicans are always saying we should privatize things like schools, prisons, Social Security. Hey, how about we privatize privacy? Because if the government forbids gay men from tying the knot, what is their alternative? They can't all marry Liza Minnelli. You know, Republicans used to be the party that opposed social engineering, but now they push programs to outlaw marriage for some people and encourage it for others. Gay marriage is opposed because it threatens or mocks or does something to the sanctity of marriage, as if anything you can do in Vegas drunk off your ass in front of an Elvis impersonator could be considered sacred. Half the people who pledge eternal love are doing it because one of them is either knocked up, rich, or desperate. But in George Bush's mind, marriage is only a beautiful lifetime bond of love and sharing, kind of like what his dad has with the Saudis. And where is the Democrat who will stand up and go beyond the half measures of civil union and hate the sin, love the sinner, and say loud and clear, there is no sin. It's not an abomination, and no one can control how Cupid aims his arrows. And the ones who pretend they can usually turn out to be the biggest freaks. The law in this country should reflect that some people are just born 100% outrageously, fabulously, undeniably Fire Island gay. And They do not need reprogramming. They need a man with a slow hand. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. That's our show. Thanks to Billy Baldwin.
So that was show 28 of Bart Cop Radio. I hope you liked it. If you're listening to this, you're probably a subscriber. I appreciate your support. The subscription donations and the one-at-a-time surprise donations is what keeps the radio show on the air, what keeps the page going, because as you know, I cannot get gainful employment. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with show 29 in a few days. Get